Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 28, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Widespread use of low-efficacy antihypertensive regimens for the initial treatment of hypertension among older U.S. adults. The study found widespread use of low-efficacy antihypertensive regimens for the initial treatment of hypertension among older United States adults. Analysis of a 20% random sample of Medicare beneficiaries aged 65 years and older with a hypertension diagnosis revealed that most patients remained on their initial treatment. This persistence on initial therapy occurred even when their blood pressure remained high, highlighting a significant challenge in effective blood pressure management for this population. The findings suggest a need to reevaluate initial prescribing practices to improve patient outcomes. Article number 2. Geographic patterns in critical CHDs, a spatial analysis of selected air pollutants. This retrospective study spatially analyzed critical congenital heart diseases in relation to selected air pollutants, focusing on geographic patterns. Researchers investigated 1484 infants who underwent complex cardiac surgery between 1996 and 2021. The study examined the association between critical congenital heart disease categories and maternal exposure levels during early pregnancy to nitrogen dioxide, ozone, and fine particulate matter. This work highlights the importance of environmental factors in understanding the incidence and distribution of congenital heart disease. Article number 3. Echocardiographic predictors of successful weaning from extracorporeal membrane oxygenation in pediatric and CHD patients with cardiogenic shock. The study identified echocardiographic predictors for successful weaning from extracorporeal membrane oxygenation in pediatric and congenital heart disease patients experiencing cardiogenic shock. Researchers retrospectively analyzed patients who underwent veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation between March 2018 and September 2023. The comparison of clinical and echocardiographic variables at the time of weaning evaluation revealed key indicators differentiating successful from unsuccessful weaning. These findings offer crucial guidance for optimizing clinical decision-making during extracorporeal membrane oxygenation discontinuation. Article number 4. Patent ductus arteriosus status and treatment response alters myocardial adaptation in preterm infants. The study found that patent ductus arteriosus status and treatment response significantly altered myocardial adaptation in preterm infants. This prospective cohort study compared serial echocardiographic trajectories across three distinct groups. High-risk infants with successful patent ductus arteriosus treatment, high-risk infants with treatment failure, and low-risk infants not requiring treatment. Preterm infants born at less than 29 weeks, gestation were stratified using the Elkhofasch patent ductus arteriosus severity score and their subsequent clinical response. The findings revealed specific patterns of myocardial adaptation linked to patent ductus arteriosus status and treatment outcomes, underscoring its impact on cardiac development. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.